Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
So we take a little time out here, just a brief respite from Lions pack Monday night. A lot of sizzle in the air, but we got to have some grotesque overreactions from the weekend. Things we got right, things we got wrong, things we just can't believe. Michael, the music. Yes, it's not an overreaction. The Chargers blow. All right, next one.
Well, hey, if you start with that,
just
go ahead.
Start with that, please.
The Chargers,
they're
blow.
Crap. Anthony Lynn, look, it's done. Can I give you the bigger theme to me? Because I think this radio show's been all over the Chargers being an actually bad football team due to injuries and otherwise since the last week of preseason. Mike, Los Angeles went without professional football for, correct me if I'm wrong, 21 years. And they are proving they could go without professional football for another 21. Did you see how Steeler fans invaded the Charger game and 49er fans invaded the Ram game? It was de facto road games for both teams. I simply ask you this question. Is it an overreaction or not? The NFL doesn't need one team in LA, much less two.
Finito.
I like it.
Nobody wants it. Nobody cares.
Oh, and that was ridiculous, putting two teams in LA. Another overreaction for you, Mike. The Chiefs' defense will keep them out of the Super Bowl.
Not an overreaction. I think the defense in Kansas City has gotten actually worse than last year. And I'll tell you one thing. I don't have the stat in front of me, but watching them just attempt to stop the run is one of the saddest things out there. I mean, it's just pathetic. And look, the other thing, and I know we don't, you know, we're not a Chiefs radio station, but like, I know Steve Spagnuolo. I'm a Giants fan. Spags? You can't trust a guy who wears his pants at his nipples. Look, Spagnuolo's an all-or-nothing coordinator, tons of coverage busts. It was that way with the Rams. It was that way with the G-men. It's that way now. I don't think they're going to overcome that defense. No.
Double box.
Next overreaction. You knew this one was coming. The Cowboys will miss the playoffs.
Overreaction.
Okay.
You have to remind yourself that even though it's a bad loss yesterday, they were without their left tackle in Tyron Smith. They were without their right tackle. They were without Amari Cooper. I think yesterday was a perfect combination of problems. I think the biggest thing that needs to happen, they need to fire Jason Garrett, shake up the room, get a little blood in the streets, elevate Rashard to be their head coach, and they just got to get healthy. You're not going to go on the road in this league without your tackles and without your best receiver and continue to do business the way they're designed to do it. And newsflash, the Jets were undervalued yesterday because everyone thought, oh, they're terrible. No, they didn't have their quarterback. That's kind of important.
Who wants pizza?
49ers, Mike, are now the NFC favorites.
No. Overreaction because I still think the Saints are. What the Saints have done without their Hall of Fame quarterback is nothing short of astonishing. Going into Jacksonville yesterday, they were supposed to lose. That's a bad spot. And you know what they did? Their offense really didn't work. Kamara wasn't healthy. Bridgewater wasn't great. They grinded out a 13-6 game. And they got it done. That's the mark of a good football team. They are now, what, 4-0 without Breeze? Mike, that's still the best team. And they're going to get Breeze back, and they're going to get rolling again, and they'll get Kamara duct tape back together. I still think the NFC will go through New Orleans.
We might lose to the Browns!
Because my Philadelphia Eagles are dead.
Speaking of best teams, how about worst teams? Overreaction or not, the Dolphins are the worst NFL team the past decade.
Easily. Easily. They put the 08 Lions to shame.
Saying something.
But Mike, the 08 Lions tried. They fought. They scrapped. They cared. This Lion team doesn't give a damn. And yesterday, acting like that was some big accomplishment, the Redskins are a close second. Yes, the Dolphins, to me, have the potential to go down in history as the worst team in the history of football.
Oh, my God. How do you pick the Lions? How are the Lions going to win this game? The Steelers are so hot.
All right, next one.
Jesus.
Dan Quinn will be the next coach to lose his job. Overreaction or not?
Not. And I know Arthur Blank went public and said he backs Dan Quinn. I don't know how you can. Because here's the thing. A, that Super Bowl's in the rearview mirror now. It's kind of like the D'Antonio stuff. Well, what about the Rose Bowl? In the NFL, things move twice as fast. The other problem, Dan Quinn was a defensive coach who's taken over the defense, and the defense is horrific. Horrific.
Oh, it was bad.
Oh, it was bad. Yeah, Dan Quinn's next to go to me. Actually, time out. Quinn or the Clapper? Jason Garrett.
Ooh.
If they lose to the Eagles next Sunday, Jerry's going to take a shotgun to that guy.
You'd think. You would think.
Not literally, but just verbally, you're fired.
The next one, this is kind of a big picture one for you, kind of a abstract type question. But, Mike, home teams are 40, 50, and 1 this season.
Yes.
Your overreaction. Home field advantage in the NFL doesn't mean what it once did years ago.
Agree. Because I'm going to be honest with you. A, there's probably a half a dozen teams who are utterly terrible and they could play on the moon. They can't beat you. And then here's the dirty secret. There's a number of places where they're not even close to filling their stadiums. So if a third of the league has no home field advantage, that can grossly affect the statistic. Yes, Mike. Does home field advantage still matter in places like New Orleans, Seattle? Hell, I think it's hard to win in Ford Field, to be quite honest with you. But certain home field advantages matter. But I think more than ever, there are a lot of empty stadiums, and there's a lot of horrific football teams.
And L.A. teams definitely affect that as well.
Hell, go to L.A., set up your own home game.
Speaking of L.A., the Rams. 165 yards of total offense. It's the first time they failed to finish with at least 200 under McVay. Mike, maybe, just maybe, Sean McVay isn't as great as we all thought he was.
No. Overreaction, I'll tell you why. They made a terrible mistake signing Goff the way they did because Goff has never been, is not now, and will never be a high-level QB. McVay's genius got him where they got him. The problem? They paid a running back with an arthritic knee. And without Todd Gurley, we have been saying this since late in the season. We have been all over this as a radio show. Without Gurley being the MVP, they can't function because Jared Goff can't sustain as a dropback passer. He needed the play action, the spoon-fed throws. He's basically Shea Patterson with palm trees. So, Mike, Gurley's dead. He's done, and so are they.
See if we can do three more quick ones here. There's no way the Vikings will trade Steph Diggs now.
None. Next.
Christian McCaffrey will break Chris Johnson's scrimmage yards record for a single season. McCaffrey has 923 so far, which is 40 yards behind pace of Johnson's 2,509.
I'm going to say no, because I think at some point this season, if they keep winning with Kyle Allen, they'll power down a little bit and preserve him. Yesterday was absurd. 22 carries for 30 yards. He got his head pounded in. They can't keep doing this. No.
Lastly, the Jets with Sam Darnold.
Yeah, baby.
Are a playoff caliber team.
So they won't make it,
not
but they're good
they're
enough to
playoffs,
make it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, listen, that's the shame of it all. I love Sam Darnold. I hate the Giants for not taking him. I think Darnold's going to be a star. I love him. And, yeah, Mike, they've got some nice receivers. Le'Veon Bell, that opens everything up. Now, they got to get Darnold an offensive line at some point, but they will be a team nobody wants to face the rest of the year because they're going to be a pain in the ass. They really will. It's unfortunate what happened. He's got to stop making out with everything that walks and talks. Unbelievable.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.